Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Jimi Hendrix bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with the number 3. Both available at Amazon. Ted Fishman's our guest, top 10. Ted's coming up, but Rob Grady's our guest right now. And he and I've been talking about a lot of different things, but we're going to talk about branding, right, Rob? Your personal brand.
Personal branding. Yeah, we all need to have, as individuals, our personal brand. I think it's important that you need, whether you work for a big company or a little company, or you're in one-person operation, you need to stand out from all the other smart, creative, hardworking people in the marketplace. You need to be able to stand out. I gave this speech at IBM out in Armont, New York, a couple of months ago to all the new hires, and these young people were all eating it up, wanting to know, how do I stand out in a company like IBM where we're all,
yeah.
I mean, they're all, you know, type A personalities, smart people. So they were very anxious to learn how to stand out and why it's important to identify yourself as being different.
I was telling the audience before you got here that, you know, personal brand, a lot of times when we think about personal brand, we think about the name on the company, right? John Jones, whatever, you know, appliance
corporate
store,
brand,
whatever.
Yeah.
But a personal brand, as you indicated, employees, any smart small business that has employees who touch customers, you want them to develop their own personal brand. So the customers don't have to come back because of you. They can come back because of your employees.
Well, that's true too. Absolutely. But what I talk about when I talk about personal branding, I'm more focused on you as an individual within your company, how you can stand out in your industry, which of course brings accolades to your company. If you're writing an article for a trade magazine, for example, about some product that your company manufactures and why that product needs to be built in a certain fashion and has to have certain attributes, that reflects well on you. You're the author, you're the expert, but it also reflects because your company is wise enough to hire an expert like you.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you focus on your personal brand, it also brings accolades to your company. So, but nevertheless, because we can't count on companies being loyal to us as brands or as persons, as individuals anymore, it's, you know, nobody joins a company and works there 45 years and retires with a gold watch anymore. It just doesn't work
right,
that way,
that's
or
right.
Very seldom. And so we have to know how to market ourselves to others in our industries as well as within our companies. And so I talk about how do you create the physical brand. You know, people like Steve Jobs and the uniform that he always wore, the blue jeans and the black turtleneck kind of thing. We all have physical brands, the first impression that we create with our clothes, our hair, our demeanor, the way we act, and the things that we do. I know a guy who used to wear a bow tie all the time because he was sort of average looking. Everybody remembered his
right.
Because he was the guy with the bow tie. Would we know Pharrell Williams without his funky little hat? Or would Vin Diesel, would we recognize him when he had hair?
Right.
I mean, Vin Diesel was a successful actor with hair, but he was sort of like run-of-the-mill. Everybody, he didn't really stand out until he shaved his head. So those are the kinds of things that you use to identify your physical brand. But your skills really are the way that you sell your brand. We all have unique attributes or skills. And once we translate those into benefits, not the features that we offer, but the benefits in the marketplace, and we find our niche, we can become of value to our constituents. I call them constituents. That constituent could be your boss. It could be your peers. It could be your industry. It could be everybody, your competitors, because they're the ones who may hire you away from your existing company. So what is your niche and how do you translate your unique skills into benefits to your company, your industry, your products, and your peers and your constituents.
And Rob, back to what we talked about.
How do you promote those attributes?
Rob, back to what we talked about earlier, the ethical part, and we talked about in the previous segment. Your brand, your personal brand, could be almost completely dominated by your ethical behavior.
One way or the other. This woman is a woman of integrity, and that's one thing we can always count on. That becomes the benefit or the niche that you occupy. And it, your brand vehicles are things like your elevator speech, your resume, of course, your LinkedIn profile, all of those kinds of things. And by the way, if you don't have a website with yourname.com, get one, because you don't want somebody else
stuff
on the web. So I always have one of the first things I did when I went into business, I got Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, .com.
I've owned JimBlessingGame.com for over 20 years.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And literally while I was giving this speech, these IBMers were online buying their names.
Hey, Robert, I got to wrap it up. I need your website, please.
Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, .com.
And the books are there?
The books are there. Everything about my company is there. You can find me there.
All the ways you can hire him to speak to your organization or write for you. He's a wordsmith. Hey, Rob, come back soon. Good job today.
Hey, Jim. Good talk with you, as usual.
Thanks. See you next time. Rob Grady, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.